This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And we've got a special guest in the studio, Lisa Sicacio. She is the public information officer for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And Lisa, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm so excited.
I think we got to talk a little bit. I think you just joined, right, as the PIO?
Yes, it's about almost 2 years now. I joined in October of 2023.
But see, this is the first time they've let her be here alone. Oh. I don't know if they, you know, I'm not sure what that means, but
she's used to a little flashier kind of a set with cameras.
Stop.
And lights. The TV gig. You walked away from a TV gig to give to the public, and we thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Jesus had great plans for me. I didn't really see it in the as it first all was coming together, but I can tell you, just I am so happy, and he clearly knew what he was doing to get where I am.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
We're glad things are working out for you. And it's busy, busy, I'm sure. The sheriff's office, that's a big organization. There's a lot of things going on. Back to school is still on everybody's mind, even though we're technically back to school. What about some of the safety tips for the kids and the parents and things like that? Just give us, I guess, some of the basics that sometimes we just start to forget.
Okay, so big thing is obviously we have an increase in traffic, right? As we are going back. So everyone, please be patient. Oh, my goodness. If you need to give yourself a few extra minutes in the morning just for yourself.
Or give yourself a Xanax in the morning. No, I didn't mean that.
Or some extra caffeine maybe so you can be a little bit more alert.
No, you don't want people amped up and stuck in traffic. That's
okay.
Not a good combo.
That's true. Now, speaking of being stuck in traffic. So obviously we have more school buses. We have the stop signs out. We have the school crossing guards. Please listen to the school crossing guards. This is their domain. They're there to keep the children safe. Mm-hmm. They're also there to help you with your traffic flow. And I can say this. I know we're probably all guilty of it. When you are at a red light, you're like, oh, let me answer this text message real quick. Do not do that in a school zone. I repeat, do not do that. If you do that, you're going to get a ticket.
You're talking about the phones?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, or even just emails. Like, just if you're in a school zone,
put your phone down.
Yes. Whatever it is, it can wait for your safety and the children's safety. And again, with the school crossing guards, if you are a child, if you're crossing, get off your phone, pay attention, look where you're going.
And that's the law.
Yes. And if you're on a bicycle, walk with your bicycle. Do not ride it across. So that's something really, really big. And then
good luck with that one.
And then just a really other quick note too, with our school resource deputies, obviously they're back on our campuses, but we have a new face on our team, and he has floppy ears and he's really fluffy. I hope you know where I'm going with this.
I hope it's not some, well, anyway.
He needs a haircut, but he keeps his hair long to cover his ears. Okay.
We have K-9 Bar. He is our new school resource deputy. Aww. Doggy. So he is replacing K-9 Ruger. Ruger retired earlier this year. We just got Bar, so we're super excited. So this is his first school year on campus, and he is a lab, super lovable. And if you have a tennis ball, he will be your best friend.
I know the type. I've gone through many tennis balls with my two dogs. One's a lab, one's a golden retriever. So, yeah, they probably make excellent you know, canine patrol, you know, take them to kids that are sick in the hospital.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody likes that friendly kind of face that most labs have. So that's excellent. Okay, because I was going to ask you about resource officers, and that's the new one. What about the rest of the deputies? Do we have all the schools covered?
Yes. So we have, they're broken up into three different zones. So we have our East Side schools as our Alpha Zone. Then we have our Bravo, which is our more central Gainesville, like Kanapaha, Meadowbrook, Buholt. And then we have more towards our West Side, like Newberry, Archer. And that's going to be our, so we have Alpha, Bravo, and Delta. And then we have some floats. And just the float schools are the float school resource deputies. They're the ones that if someone calls out or scheduling that they're going to go fill in, that way all the schools are covered.
Well, one of the things that's going on, I think, is maybe similar. Marion County just had a sting operation to get, you know, basically perverts that were trying to hook up with kids. And I want to say 40 arrests. And they said they could do that all day, every day, and never run out of people to bust. And it's such a sad statement to make. But, you know, same thing. Alachua County is not immune to it either. And you folks have been busy, too. It was called Operation Summer Sizzle.
Correct. So this was last week over 4 days. So it was August 4th through the 7th. ASO, we teamed up with the Alachua Police Department, Gainesville Police Department, High Springs Police Department, and FDLE, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, for a multi-day joint operation. And we were looking at sex offenders, sexual predators, and career offenders. Now, there is a difference between them. I'm not going to really go into the minutia of it, but between sexual offenders and predators, that's based on the severity of the crime and then the circumstances surrounding it. And then you have career offenders. The best way to explain that is someone who is a repeat offender to the exponential degree, who is really doing some terrible felony level crime. So we were looking at them and making sure that they are following their guidelines. And we basically, what we're doing is compliance checks. So you're going to go out there, all of our deputies, they teamed up, we combined our resources, and we're making sure that what's on their driver's license matches what's on their paperwork, that we're making sure that where they live is correct, that their phone numbers are correct. If they have social media, that they're updating that. If they have any vehicles on their property, that's on the paperwork. Because a lot of the times when they become a sexual offender, predator, career offender, they get a packet and they sign off on it saying, yes, I understand, I agree, I'm going to abide by these rules. Unfortunately, they do not. And if they do not, that's a third degree felony. We have to take them to jail. And a lot of the times when you're looking at the sexual predators and offenders, they have committed crimes against children. So we want to make sure that we are holding them accountable. So we went out over those 4 days, and little fact here, there are 682 sexual predators and offenders just in Alachua County.
682.
That's not including the career offenders. So altogether through those 4 days, we did 255 compliance checks. We made 8 arrests and we authored 54 warrant affidavits. And that's just a way of saying that anyone that we went to go see them,
and they,
well, yes, but we couldn't get in contact with them. So they maybe just weren't there, but we realized, like looking at the property, that they were definitely not in compliance. So I can tell you, I went out last week along with Captain Sims and we did some ride-alongs with them. And there was one place we went to, we were going to go check on a career offender. And we were like, all right, let's make sure he lives where he says he is. We get there. The house was abandoned.
Clearly.
No doors. Yep, clearly, there's garbage. And if for anyone that's listening, it's like, hey, like we want to see this. What is that like? We actually released a video yesterday on our social media page that they can go look at, kind of like the behind the scenes. And basically, they're going to be like, they're on the ride along with us and see what I'm talking about. So that was someone that obviously they were sworn complainted because we couldn't get in contact with them.
And there's lists where these folks are supposed to be
correct.
Living. And if you live in a community, especially if you have kids, that should be of great interest to you. And that way, if you know, okay, there's a house down there, you know, you can kind of keep an eye on the home. And if you see it, it looks like nobody's there anymore. It wouldn't hurt to call that in, would it?
No, absolutely not. And then, no, I'm so glad that you said that. A lot of the times I feel like when people, they have something that they want to talk to law enforcement about, but it's not an emergency. So they don't want to call 911. So they're like, what should we do? We have a non-emergency line. That's 352 352- 352-955-1818, option 5. Again, 352-955-1818, option 5. They can also go on our website. We'll have that there. But that is a wonderful resource. You can call in and mention that, and they'll dispatch call takers. They'll help get a deputy out there.
Yeah, it won't be high priority because there's other things going on.
Correct.
But it'll be on the list, and it'll get covered at some point. And if it's like that, and they say, yeah, abandoned house, we can't get in touch with the guy. Mm-hmm. He or she is on this list, and we're going to follow through on it. Community Fun Day. Let's end it on a high note. What happened?
Okay, this is so exciting. So, one, our sheriff is so huge about building the gaps and bridges with our community. And I think any time that you have probably dealt with law enforcement, unfortunately, it was probably on your worst day, right? So you have some kind of traumatic...
It was after they wrote the ticket, but go ahead.
There you go.
Details, Bob. Details.
And even if they helped you, and you still maybe have a traumatic experience. So we want to get away from that. And our deputies, they like to have fun. We all like to have fun. It's such a stressful job. So we're bridging that gap. We did a community fun day where you can come out. It was 100% free. And we had volunteers that donated their time and their resources for free for the community. This was last Saturday for 4 hours. We had bounce houses. We had water slides. We had our special teams vehicles out there. If you went to go see our bomb team, you could put on their bomb suit. You got to see their robot.
Wow.
We had hamburgers and hot dogs. What was really fun to see is the Alachua County Fire Rescue. They brought out one of their fire trucks and they had their hoses out. So if you were a kid, because it was very, very hot, you could run through it. It was so great. Just thank you to anyone who came out. Thank you to all the volunteers. Really made it a success, and we're definitely going to be doing it in the future because it was so fun.
That's great. You want kids in the community to not be afraid of law enforcement and to use them as a resource. When something you know is not right, you want the kids to communicate that as well.
Yeah, and we had other vendors out there too, like the library, the Child Advocacy Center. So if you just had any questions for something else that maybe wasn't law enforcement, but you wanted to get in contact with and just really know what's going on in your community, they were out there too.
Thank you so much for your time. It is great to see you. Lisa Sicazio, PIO for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, and let's do this again soon.
Sounds good. I love you all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.